that.
What?
Cool it. I wish people wouldn't do that.
Why? You do that. Ooh, who did that with you?
Shut up, Chip. I just think it's embarrassing to watch people making out in a public park.
Why? You watch actors making out at the movies.
I watch aliens suck people's brains out in the movies, but I wouldn't want to watch them do it in the park.
I can't believe you're such a prude. I can't believe what he's doing to her ear.
If God wanted people to make out in parks, he wouldn't have invented back seats.
Well, then who invented parks?
You really think it's okay for people to make out publicly?
It's better than okay. I'm jealous.
It's another reason why I don't like it.
Come on, guys.
Chip, go fly a kite.
That's what I want to do.
Sorry, Ollie.
This is so interesting. Chapter 2, your checklist for success. You seen the English mustard? Now that you're starting your own business, what will you need to get ahead? A little organization, a little money, and a little luck. But most of all, you'll need a vision and the strength to see it through. And the only place you'll find that is inside yourself.
I can't even find my condiments.
Would you lend me a hand? I think these people would appreciate having everything ready before their next anniversary.
The mustard is directly beneath your left elbow.
Oh, right.
This chapter will help you define that vision, strengthen that business muscle, and let you stand up and shout, "Hey, everybody, let's get rich!"
Hey, everybody, let's wrap these trays so we can deliver them. Don't you think it's a little too soon to be counting our money?
Why? We've had 4 jobs in this month alone.
I've heard most businesses fail in the first year.
Will you stop that? We're already getting recommendations, aren't we? Joyce has that lady from the East Side League coming over here today.
Yeah. Philanthropy. Now that's where the money is.
What is bugging you today?
Maybe it's a hormonal imbalance. Maybe it's the fact that I'm going to be 39 on Friday.
There are worse things than turning 39.
Yeah, 40, 41, 42.
Allie, you'll survive. I managed it.
Yeah, but your outlook is a little more positive than mine. Try to be a little more downbeat.
I'm just trying to cheer you up.
I don't want to be cheered up. I want to commiserate. I want to feel good about feeling bad.
Oh, well, pardon my sarong.
What?
Nothing, that's just one of my little amusing non sequiturs.
Hello?
I'm looking for Ms. McCardle and or Ms. Lowell.
Oh, well, that's me. Well, us. This is Allie Lowell, I'm Kate McCardle.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm Madeline Simpson, acting chairperson of the East Side League. I believe you were expecting me.
Why, yes, we were. Come on in, have a seat.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to visit Greenwich Village again. I forget how charming the disarray of Bohemia can be.
Please excuse the mess. We're just finishing up a small but rather elegant party. We weren't really expecting you until 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, but my schedule is constantly changing. If it's not Jackie, it's Leonard.
Who?
Onassis Bernstein. What does it matter? I meet so many people.
Excellent. Thank you.
Our ball for the Malapupas was for 2,000. Did you know they are the last remaining tribe of the Orinoco Delta to use indigenous techniques in the weaving of cloth?
Yeah,
it's true. Yet they teeter on the brink. Their village is slated as the site of the Amazon Marriott. Something must be done. What are your fees?
For saving primitive tribes?
For catering an affair. You have come highly recommended by Joyce Bernard.
Lovely woman.
She's done more for the Aleutian needlefish than anyone I know.
Perhaps it would help us if you told us what kind of an affair you had in mind first.
15 or 20 guests, a private dining room, various diversions. Apple bobbing, pinning tails on donkeys, musical chairs, perhaps.
Do Jackie and Leonard enjoy that kind of thing?
Perhaps. But this is a party for my youngest son.
Ah!
Andrew Henry will be 7 years old this Saturday. I wish to give him a surprise party. I realize this is short notice, but I am prepared to offer $750. Is that acceptable?
$750 for a child's birthday?
I'm afraid that's all I have to spend.
Mrs. Simpson, as mothers ourselves, your story moves us. We accept.
Splendid. Then we'll arrange the details later. Now, if you'll excuse me, the Malapupas are calling. They believe the world was created when the god Santu Papal sneezed. Did you know that?
Yes, actually, I did.
Fascinating, isn't it?
I've always thought that it was, yes.
Oh, yes. And do make the party something special.
Have you anything in mind?
No.
Obviously, she doesn't like to get wrapped up in details.
Why, of course not. That's what she's overpaying us for. Andrew Henry is one lucky kid.
Yeah. He gets to turn 7. I have to turn 39.
At least you're not a Malapupa.
Bet they don't use calendars.
Do you have anything special in mind?
We could hire a balloon sculptor.
A guy that twists balloons? What's special about that?
My mother hired a balloon sculptor for the only surprise party I ever had. He made me a little balloon bunny. Kept it on my bureau until it shriveled. I looked forward to birthdays then.
Allie, please don't get wistful.
You know, since this is the last official birthday I'm going to celebrate, maybe we should celebrate it by doing something special.
You got it. What have you got in mind?
You could throw me a surprise party.
What?
You know, hats, noisemakers, me in the middle looking stunned.
Ellie, how are you going to be in the middle looking stunned when you're the one that asked for it?
No, I'm not asking for it. I'm just fantasizing.
Will you please call us a cab?
Not unless you throw me a surprise party.
Ellie, listen to me. I am not going to throw you a surprise party, and I'm not just saying that so you'll think that I'm not when I really am. There's going to be no surprise party of any kind at all whatsoever. Nada, zilch, zip. Understand?
I see.
Thank you, Kate.
Don't say thank you. There's not going to be a surprise party.
I know.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Bye.
She thinks balloon animals are a little too quotidian.
What?
I don't know. It's probably one of those Amazonian gods. She wants something different, memorable, unique.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Guys, what is one thing you could get at a birthday that would make it memorable?
My own car. $1,000 gift certificate to Fiorucci. The power to move objects with my mind.
I guess balloons don't cut it anymore.
Well, I know what would make my birthday more memorable.
What?
Kate knows.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Yes, you do. You know you do.
Oh, how do you know what I know?
I can't tell you, but you could tell them.
Tell us what?
Well, I'll just leave you guys to chat amongst yourselves. There are millions of things I could do. I could go upstairs and clean out my closet. There are so many shoes on the floor, it looks as though I'm having a party!
Kate, don't pull any punches. Is my mother going insane?
She wants us to throw her a surprise birthday party.
How do you know?
Well, she told me.
Well, how are we supposed to surprise her if she asked for it?
Ah, you're thinking logically, Emma.
Worth a try.
Okay, here we go. Operation Blindsider, plan one. Surprise, and there's terror.
Out doing some shopping?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, I got a shower cap. I got some shoe trees. I got some double stick tape.
You were out shopping for my party, weren't you?
No.
You were out buying hats and noisemakers, maybe a banner with my name written on it, weren't you?
No, I was getting a shower cap and shoe trees. Why didn't you just pretend that you didn't see me anyway?
Oh, I couldn't help myself. I was so tired. touched by you going to all this trouble just for me.
Wow. Didn't do any good, did it? Now there's no surprise.
Oh, yes, there is. I will forget I ever saw you.
No, just drop the whole thing. It's obviously not gonna work out.
Sorry, Kate. Could have been a little quieter about hiding things. Thank you. Now, I just have to contact our client and get her approval. I'm sure you'll be terrific, and I'll keep in touch. Okay, goodbye.
He just fell up the stairs. Do you think he's going to walk down the street like that?
Who's going to notice him in this neighborhood?
Good point.
Okay, so, who wants to call the Queen of the Amazons?
I think you should, because you've obviously established a rapport with her.
Howard.
Yes, Mrs. Simpson, please. Allie Lowell.
They're going to knock on her mud hut.
Mrs. Simpson. Yes, I think we found somebody you'll like. It's a very funny clown. He juggles, he does acrobatics, he's a... Yeah? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, bye. Three guesses.
What could she possibly have against clowns?
She finds them réchauffé.
Oh, well, who could blame her?
Got any suggestions? No, never mind. I'll take care of it. You've got enough on your mind.
Like what?
You know.
No, I don't.
Oh, I get it. Your lips are sealed.
My lips are chapped.
Help me set the table for dinner.
Some guy's waiting at the corner in a clown outfit for the bus.
He's auditioning for the party we're catering on Saturday.
Oh, Mom, that reminds me. I won't be around Friday night.
Why? You have a date?
No, Beth Mahoney's moving, and I promised to help her pack.
Oh, count me out for Friday night, too. Remember that Whitney Houston concert I wanted to go to?
No.
Sure you do, but it was all sold out. Well, the last minute, Jason's friend can't go, so he's giving us the tickets.
Hi, Mom. Is it okay if I go over to Jamie's house on Friday?
You too? Why is everybody so weak? All right. Chip!
Of course you can stay at Jamie's.
And Jenny, you go and have a good time. I guess I won't see you all night long. I guess it'll just be Kate and me.
Won't that be fun? I didn't say a word.
You think she guessed we were setting her up?
Is the Pope Catholic?
To be.
Well, so much for plan two. Now on to plan three.
I didn't know we had a plan three.
We don't.
Hey, that was great. Thanks for coming by.
I can also spit fire, but I forgot to bring my fire fluid.
Don't worry about it. We'll keep it in mind. Thanks a lot. We'll be calling you. What do you think?
He's terrific. She'll hate him. I'll give her a call.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. Yeah? Uh-huh. Well, that's normal for somebody your age.
I'll go call her upstairs on the girl's phone.
Don't forget to tell her about the spitting fire. Yeah? Yeah. Mom, can I call you back? Of course I want them. Well, you've had them this long. I don't see why you can't keep them... Well, no, I don't see why I have to drive up there on Friday just to...
Oh, I get it. Kate put you up to this, didn't she? You're planning a surprise party for me, aren't you? Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. I know you are. Come on, you can tell me. I won't. Oh, come on, Mom, please. Pretty please, please.
Oh, Mom, you're no fun. Bye.
Well, she 86 the prestidigitator.
Too bad.
Why are you smiling?
Just happy, that's all.
Hello? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that figures. Yeah, bye. That was your mother.
Oh.
She said she was sorry, but that you wheedled it out of her.
Wheedled?
Allie, just what is it that you're trying to do?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
This is one of your little I love you more than you love me tests. No matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, you're out to prove that it's just not good enough. You want a big surprise? Here's one. You ain't getting one!
I knew you never cared about me.
Why do we have to do this?
Because Mrs. Simpson isn't paying us $750 to go down to Woolworth's and buy crepe paper.
That's why you're doing this. I want to know why I'm doing this.
Because you shouldn't have to think twice about lending your support to a woman who has selflessly devoted most of her life to providing you with a roof over your head and shoes on your feet.
Does this mean you'll buy me a new skateboard?
Cut now, bargain later.
You can stop worrying.
Why? What did you do wrong?
I haven't done wrong. I've done right. The perfect solution to our party problem.
Actually, it was my idea. Well, I did see him first.
Saw whom?
This cartoonist. He was doing caricatures over in Washington Square Park. He's really good. He did our sketches.
Let's show her.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Oh, that one's darling. Oh. That is too much.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
I mean, it's perfect, the teeth.
Actually, I think mine is the weakest of the three.
No, it's
perfect. It's okay, Allie, it's just a drawing.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I think it'll be perfect for the Simpson kids' party.
How would I know? I didn't even know clowns were réchauffé.
Yes, hi, this is Kate McArdle calling Mrs. Simpson. Allie, will you stop that? Hi, Mrs. Simpson. I think we found the perfect touch for your son's party. Yes, it's a cartoonist. He's very talented. I think the kids would like to have themselves drawn, don't you? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, great. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Boot liquor?
Hey, they're expensive boots. Anyway, this kid's gonna have one heck of a party.
Well, at least somebody is.
Excuse me?
I said, at least somebody is. Hint, hint. Hint, hint.
I heard you, Allie. Hey, Chip, hand me the scissors. I'll help.
Okay, I know what you're going to do. You're going to call me from someplace, and you're going to say, I left the house without any money. Can you meet me with some money? When I get there, everybody...
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? When I get there, everybody's going to jump up and they're going to say... They are. Come on. You can tell me. It's okay. You can give me a hint. Please? Pretty, please. Okay, be that way. I knew you were never going to give me a party anyway.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I know that you're in the middle of a sulk, but I have to talk to you about something.
I'm not in the middle of a sulk. I'm at the beginning of a sulk. I'm merely on the ramp that leads to the highway of sulkiness with no food, gas, or lodging in sight.
Allie, don't overdo it.
Oh, sure. What do you care? You just set me up to knock me down.
You set yourself up. Don't pin it on me.
Is that what you wish to discuss?
No, I wish to discuss business. We still are in business together, aren't we?
I suppose so.
Can you get all this stuff ready for tomorrow?
Why?
I just heard from our beloved client. She wants to move the party up a day. Something about some strange developments in the Orinoco Delta. The only day she can deal with them is Saturday.
I told her we already booked the room. She said she didn't care. She'd take care of it. I told her it would cost more. She said that was all right. How much? I said $150. She said yes. I said yes. Do you say yes?
I don't see why not. Might as well be at somebody's birthday party. Maybe Andrew Henry and I will blow out the candles together.
Anything I can help you with down here?
Yes, you can keep your face out of my cupcakes.
Here you go, ladies. The Falstaff room.
This is what she rented for a kid's party for Micah Baronial.
Maybe it's all she could get on such short notice.
Okay, you're setting up the Simpson party, right?
Right.
So, you know you gotta be out of here by 8, don't you?
Oh, no, we have the room till 10.
Gee, I don't think so. Another party's coming in at 9.
That can't be. We confirmed with a deposit.
I wish I knew what to tell you.
Oh, why don't you just tell us that we have the room till 10?
I wish I could, lady. I really wish there were something I could go on, anything that would allow me to tell you that.
How about $10?
What?
Give the man $10.
Why should I give him $10 when we already paid for the room?
Don't worry about it. It's not our money.
Well, it sure looks like our money. Look, why don't you just get started? I'm going to go talk to the manager.
Maybe we can work this out.
Maybe we can. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, sure. Why don't I do everything?
It's not as if I wasn't up all night getting everything ready.
I don't deserve any consideration. It's only my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for nothing.
I really thought they were going to throw me a surprise party. You know, people jumping up, yelling,
surprise. Wow, will you look at this? This is fabulous.
No thanks to you. You said you were only going to be gone a couple of minutes.
I had to find the manager. We have the room for the whole night. No $10.
Good.
And it was none too soon. Our little birthday guests have arrived. I had to make sure that they know just what to do.
What's to know? They come in, they wait, they yell surprise, they sit, they spill soda all over themselves, they go home.
You have no sense for the occasion. I had to make sure that they had their party hats. I had to make sure that they had their hands filled with confetti. I had to make sure that they all had their noisemakers.
Kate, this is no time for an inventory. Let's just get this thing over.
I'm not getting any younger. Actually, next year I am.
Fine. Let them in.
Oh, sure. I'll let them in. Why don't I just do everything? I can't wait until this evening is over.
Surprise!
Oh, my God!
Actually, you threw it to yourself.
I guess I did. Yeah. Come on in, everybody. The food's on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Francis. I knew you were going to throw me a surprise party.
You did not. You never knew.
That was terrific, just terrific.
I'm glad you liked it.
Everything was perfect. The food, the decorations.
If you do say so yourself, you did it all, remember? That was the real surprise.
Well, I forgive you. And good night.
No, you're not going to bed.
What do you mean I'm not going to bed?
We have to work.
Who has to work?
Me and the birthday girl.
Doing what?
The Simpson party.
Oh, my God.
It's tomorrow, remember? We used up all the food, the party favors, and the decorations.
Oh, my God. How can you do this to me?
Me? It was you that did it to you. You're the one that insisted on a surprise party, remember?
I knew you never liked me.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.